Okay. So we started this packet last week, but Hashem will continue. Okay. Take a look on page 10. That's what we got up to. Page 10. It says the Gemara, Tana Rabban Hakol Olim Laminyan Shiva. So this is like a famous Gemara, especially in this generation. Who could get an Aliyah, who can't get an Aliyah. So, I call Olam Laminyan Shiva, Bafilu Kotam, Bafilu Isha. Right? In other words, everyone can get an Aliyah, even if you're Kotam, Bafilu Isha. Aval Omru Chachamah Isha Lol Tikra B'Torah, Bnei Kvod Tzibor. But Chachamah said that a woman should not get, should not be called up to the Torah, al Kovar HaTzibur. So, okay. So let's try to understand what this means. And the general question that we have to understand is, see, when somebody makes Kiddush at the table Friday night, and everyone listens and answers Amen, so that's the classical example of Shomei Ka'ona. Because Shomei Ka'ona means when you have a chiyuv to say something, but instead of you saying it, you listen to someone else who's a bar chiyuva, and it's as if you said it. You don't say, Shomei Ka'ona. Because really, there's a chiyuv to articulate it. And you didn't articulate it, so you're Shomei Ka'ona. But right, that's the concept of Shomei Ka'ona. So is that what Kriyas HaTorah is? That really everyone should be reading in the Torah, but we're not going to do that. Just like the Kriyas Megillah. Everyone should really read the Kriya from the Megillah. But we have one person read and everyone listen, so as if everyone read from the Megillah. Right? That's what we assume the way Megillah works, through Shomei Ka'ona. So is that how Kriyas HaTorah works? Is it also from Shomei Ka'ona? Well, what would be the other way to say? The other way would be that no, it's not Shomei Ka'ona. You just have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. It's not that really you should be reading the Torah. But you're not reading the Torah, so you listen to this ke'ilu you read. No. The Chovah is only Shmiah. To be Shema the Divrei Torah. In contrast to the Kriyas HaMegillah, where there was a Chovah to really read the Torah. That's the question. Which of these two possibilities is the correct possibility? Right, so Kriyas HaTorah is it the
Chiyuv on an individual, or
well, you need a minion to do it. Everyone agrees that you need.
If I slept, do I have to get
right. Well, the question is: say you had to walk out of the middle of Kriyas HaTorah for some reason. You went to the bathroom between the aliyahs, and then you didn't come back in time, they started the next Aliyah. So now you have to go to a different shul and hear the part that you missed. Or no, by Kriyas HaMegillah, you do. You would have to walk out in the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah and you missed one letter. Then you have to go someplace else where you have to read it again. But Pashas is by Kriyas HaTorah, we don't assume like that. Pashas is, we assume that it's a Chovas HaTzibur. But that could mean that once there's a HaTzibur there, everyone has to. Okay, so that's the question. That's what we're trying to understand. So the Bach on page 11, if you look at the Bach, We're trying to figure that out. It's Kosov Marshal. Let's read the whole piece of the Bach. The Vasha Kosov Mahari, the Truma Sadeshan, right? The Truma Sadeshan says, the Tzarek Tvei Sheyishma Kriyas Parsha Zohar, Petziba Mikra Megillah, that why? That it's more a chova to hear Parshas Zohar Petzibur than Mikra Megillah. You're in the hedges, you ain't a cotton, only the maftir, but Parsha Zohar. That a cotton can't get the aliyah for Parsha Zohar. Alpha Pisha Shliach Tzibur Kori Batora. Mabakach, Hamidah Barchiyu Velalos. Because even though he's not reading, he's not the Balkore, right? The Balkore is the Balkore. He's just getting the aliyah. But he says, no, still you need a bar chiyuva. So a cotton, I'm not talking about a bar mitzvah, I'm talking about a cotton mamish. He can't get the aliyah for Zohar. Ugamke kore batora, ela shaslich zibim kore korolam shaloli vayish. Vavim parshas para, vat royal yizar ba'achash of osan tosas yirash ha'af parshas para doraisa, because it could be parshas para is also doraisa. Shakach matzasi v'kudushi mordechai, I can't show them. So that's what the Marshal says. He quotes from the Truma Sadeshan. That he shouldn't get an aliyah. In other words, because the Gemara says he can get an aliyah. A cotton is older, the Midian Shiva, but not for the Doraisis. So says the Bach, Ve'enu Nochem. He doesn't think it's right. The Bekotten Hayodeya Lamim of Archim, Vodai Shari. In other words, as long as a cotton knows what the bracha is about. He knows, he's making a bracha to Hashem. He understands the concept of Hashem, he understands the concept of a bracha. He's a smart kid. He's, you know, he doesn't have to be a genius to know that at 10 years old, or something like that. So he can make Aval Pisha Cotton Kore the Koran. He says that even if the cotton is reading the Torah, Dabba Cotton, Ola Laminyan Shiva, who Kriya Sefer Torah B'chol Shabbos, he Doraisa. He's saying that every Kriyas HaTorah is really Doraisa. Because it's learned from the Pasuk, Vaydame Moshe's Mo'odei Hashem. Vaydame Moshe's Mo'odei Hashem. So that's the Pasuk of Chumash. Did I read him Yerushalmi, Shavesi Leel? Rafiu Mekotten She'edo Yodei Alami Mevarchim. Even a cotton who doesn't understand, Lo Yodah, he thinks, so if the cotton is Yodel Mimavarchim, so certainly he should be able to read the Torah. But even if the cotton should any Yodel Mimavarchim, Lo Yodati Labal Yoto Shomim Bekriyash Hashlich Zimur Parsha Zohar Min HaSefer Torah. The mind have Kimina Ma'ola LaSefer Torah Who Gardo Lo Cotton. Ha'ikar Hachiv Hu Sheyishma Ula Kriyash HaTorah Be'akore Bitok Sefer HaTorah. He says, so he says, he thinks even what? He can read. And even for Zohar, he said. Right? I feel cotton shade, your day will be working, your daddy will be able to show me between such a lift, Seymour, Pasha Zohar, Minha Sefer Torah. So it should make a difference, because all you have to do is, so some going to say that the Dal Parshias is different, that there is a key of Kriya, and then it would be a Din of Shukum Ona. But he's saying certainly regular Kriya Satorah. I told you I once relied on this, that someone called me up, a rabbi of a shul called me up a week before the kids bar mitzvah. It turns out he prepared the wrong Parsha. He prepared the parsha before, you know, his bar mitzvah. He was mitzvah that week, and somehow there was a mix-up. So that means he was reading in Shabbos, but the Shabbos that he was reading was still a cotton. So I said, and others have said this, that you can rely on this Bach. We don't do it like a chila, but in such a situation, he prepared the whole year preparing for this parsha, and now he's gonna, you know, I know what it is to help someone prepare for you know, a whole year, you know, if you want to do it. What?
The Baka is doing that for just Sodom, Chris, and Torah on Shabbos, they have all the same obligation.
No, he's not saying that. He's not saying that because the carton maybe doesn't have any obligation.
Right, that's why I'm curious.
But Lemaisa, I heard, but he has a voice. The carton has vocal cords that he can say the words, that he can read. So then he's not being motzi me. It's not like Kriyas and Megillah, where a carton can't read the Megillah for me because it's a din of Shomer Ka'onah. He has to. He votes him, but he doesn't. Right. Doesn't matter who. Right. That's what the Bach is saying. The field is just the Shmiya Sakura. So no matter who reads it,
who vocalizes
it. Yeah, I don't know if you can get a parrot. I don't know if I can
get a
parrot. Oh.
A goy?
Can you get a goy? I don't know. What do you think?
I think that would be a couple
of
the
parrots. Yeah, that probably would be a parrot. Would certainly not be some of the parrots, right? But the word is, has to be someone who can read the words. The parrots are probably just parrots of the words that I'm reading it, right? So it's, at least you need someone who's reading it from the Torah. So if somebody memorizes it, he's reading Leining Bracious, but he's looking at Vayikra, so then he's memorizing it. He's not reading the Torah. So in other words, you have to have heard a Kriyas HaTorah. But if it's not even a Kriya that was done, then you're hearing, you didn't hear a Kriya HaTorah. At least you need that. No, that could be that it's a Kriya HaTorah in the Tzibur, so the Tzibur has to be listening. As long as there are 10 people listening, so you missed a couple of words, it's fine. Because the Kriya, the Chova, whatever the Chova is, even if the Chova is Kriya or Shmiya, whatever it is, but it's on the Tzibur Pashtus. There's something about a Machmir that, you know, Rav Shechter says over the story from the Briskerov, you know, that the Briskerov came late to Mincha and he missed the Kohen saying the Barchu. But he didn't miss any of the Kriya, and then he said, "Oh, I miss Kriya HaTorah. I have to go someplace else." So that's the extreme.
Pashas.
It's a din of leave it a Torah. Right. So as long as you heard it. But you have to have had, it's leave it a Torah through Kriyas HaTorah.
Right.
If there wasn't a Kriyas HaTorah that took place, then that leave doesn't count.
Right.
So if the parrot is just parroting it, so you,
right.
And you're hearing it. No, but the cotton is also not mechuyev.
Yeah.
So the guy is an interesting question. Okay, but maybe for this chiyev it isn't it. So that's what the Bach says. And this is Sefer Ituri Megillah, this excellent Sefer, Masechta Megillah, on page 13. He quotes from the Rimi Lulil. I should have really xeroxed it. But this is the Rimi Lulil here. Quoted on page 13. Kasa, Kotten Kore Matara, Kutisha Kriya Satara Eda Elala Shmiya Latsibur, Mali Benashmaz Godul Kotten. Right, it's to be Mashmiya to the Tzibur. The Tzibur should hear the Kriya. And then the Tzibur just has to listen. But it's not through the concept of Shomei Kohen. Well, there's the Kosov Gambaviri, the Kei Kosov Harosh, the Habah, Gamke Kosov Kein Varmeil, Zel Shomei, then he goes to the Bach. So that's what he writes in Osei, that's so. In the Etzim Hadover, the Kriya Satara Kiv, who Kiv Shriyev, who Kiv Kriya, he says, he thinks that's what the Rabbah says. The Kosov, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin, when he shows you Korba Torah, because they shall issue Shlosha Yomu B'li Shmiyas HaTorah. So he says, it's according to the Rambam. So lo yelchu shlosha yomim b'li shmiya satorah. Reim ezvarav nami d'chiyiv d'chiyiv satorah v'chiyiv ha-shmiya. So it's because of they shall all yishu gimel yomim lo shmiya satorah. And then he says, Emes, who bucha came, and the Masech HaSukkah, don't ask Gemara b'nal and d'shamayet. Oh no, we'll see that there's a shem in the future. The Gemara in Sukkah, that's what the test, wants to know what's the source of Shomayet, oh no? And doesn't quote that you see the concept of Shomeka Oda from the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, and doesn't quote that as a source. So, Edema, if it's true that Mrs. Kriyas HaTorah, Yehovah's Kriya, Hashem, Yotze, Yedech, Chiyuv, Vidin Shomeka Oda, Yedkein, Amai, Lo Yafidah, Vidin Shomeka Oda, Bechiyuv Kriyas HaTorah, Yitikim Hoshe, Vey, Lukra, Mesibur, Elavadai, the Kriyas HaTorah, Yehovah's Shmiya, the Lohovah's Kriya. Which comes in the Rishonim. Because, how come in the sugya of Shomeka Oda, the Gemara was looking for sources for Shomeka Oda, didn't bring a source from the concept of Kriyas HaTorah? It was Kriyas HaTorah, it's nothing to do with Shomeka Oda. It's a separate halacha. Shomeka Oda means I have a key really to say it, like Kiddush. I have a key to say Kiddush. But I didn't, so I heard you, so it's not like I said it. But it has nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah is not a key of the same.
So, why would I kill it that the post to say that by women should say the Shmo of Megillah instead of Arbik of Megillah?
Because that the women might have a different key. According to the Baha. Right. That maybe they have a different key. But not the men.
They should have brought it that.
Just a chiyuv of the tzibur.
Is that chiyuv of the tzibur?
So you need 10 people listening. But if I walked out and I didn't listen, so okay. So well, you need 10 people listening.
Another question then, why if it is like that? Even if you didn't hear the parsha before, even if you didn't have a tzibur, you still should be able to do it the next week to the parsha. That's what I'm saying here. If it's somewhat of an individual, even some way, Shemita or Shemeka Oda, it shouldn't make a difference because see before you hit a parsha, you'd have to do it the next week anyway. See more or not.
Who should have to do it the next week? Who should have to do it the next week?
I thought we were saying that you don't have to do the tashlumen.
We said last week that if the Tzibur didn't congregate,
right, you don't have to
do that. Then you don't have to do it.
I think you should have to do it. Why? Now because I thought we're saying either Shmido and Onan has some responsibility that he does this to do this.
No, I know, you don't.
I know.
You don't. But the question is, what's the home of the Tzibur? The home of the Tzibur is that there should be 10 shomim. But that's never, yeah. Because he's doing the mitzvah himself. I'm hearing for myself. All I have to do is hear. When the kid is reading, he's reading from the Sefer Torah. And he can read. But he's not being motzi me, I'm being motzi myself. By Mikra Megillah, He's remoting me because I really have to read. I'm not reading, so Shomea to own it. That's what you need when you start off with the Chiyuv Kriya. Then you can say Shomea to own it. But by Kriya Satori, you don't start off with the Chiyuv Kriya. There's a Kriya. The Kriya is just to facilitate the Shmir. And therefore, if you have the Baal Torah reading, then 10 people are listening, so now you have 10 people listening. But it's not that you need a Kriya. You need Shmir. And Shmir facilitates, is facilitated by the Kriya.
Okay, we have to see if that's true or not. Because maybe cotton has a lower level anyway, even from a woman.
Right.
And well, probably a woman can't hear from a cotton.
If he has a color on Shabbos, it's on Mishneya, and the yellow for women is also on Mishneya, which is not like this. No.
I hear what you're saying. We have to see if, I hear what you're saying. Maybe, we'll see. Take a look now on page 17. This is Rav Shachter Shefer Defer Sharab. I think it's from Rav Salvation. This is Maisa, where the arrow is. Page 17. Maisa, Irav, Ubal Hakriya, Udiel Ephemi, Abal Matin, from Kila, who's so near so. The Baal Kori told one of the people in the shul that he hates him. Who Kori the Torah Beis Knesset? When I'm reading it, he says, the Torah Beis Knesset, I have kavanah to be motzi everybody, except for you. Shalosah Baal Bais is the ground of Moshe Salvation. So the Baal Bais asked for Moshe Salvation, as our Salvation's father, does he have to go to a different shul? Baal Korah said he's not going to have the money. Later, in this power by Skidash Vacher, they last say he's going to call this Pierce of Torah. But now Allah should eat Sar. So Rav Moshe Salvation said, no, you don't have to go to a different shul. Why? Because the word, legal to worship the Lord with the Shiva, people come up in Isha. It's not a Mishnah of the Lord, you're Bali Kriya. The time is a Mishnah who? The oil already. Right, so the Pasha says that the oiler means he's the Baal Korah. How can he move? In Kosha, I'll climb along. Call me to enter the clear, but don't enter Mosias Rabbi de Chavasa. Let me bring Hector, have cut the Torah of Mosias Rabbi de Chavasa. And there are low man is that the gather in the Shabalakri and Mosias called Tim Chris the Torah, enter the Torah Shabbat Torah. Not the Shabbat Torah. Low man is not sure if you can call that and call Karbat the Torah. The other one, if you have to pay, you have to say, you have to call us Chris the Torah. They kind of start to see a bit of the Kriya. He's saying that it's not Shomer Torah. Because if it is, it's not a Kriya of Tzibur. Everyone's reading, they're listening by themselves, and they usually said it. So it's like everyone in the shul is their own person. So that's not a Tzibur, it's just Beni Yechidi. El Yisoda, Indian, the Kriya of the Torah, Hayden, Shakol, Tzim, Akshivu, Kriya, Malkore. In other words, everyone's listening to this one Kriya. So everyone's latched up into that one Kriya. It's not like everyone is listening to their Kilo, I said Kilo, you said Kilo. Yeah, by Kiddush. It's like I make Kiddush, and you make Kiddush, and everyone make Kiddush at the same time, and one person makes. But by Kriya of the Torah, we have this one Kriya, and everyone's listening to that one Kriya. So even though a person might have specific kavanah, I won't be voting to you, it doesn't matter, because as long as you heard the Kriya Satorah, you heard it. So you don't need Kavana Shomer to be Mechavit, to be Motzi, because you're not being Motzi him. He's just articulating Kriya Satorah, and everyone listens. Motzi B'Zer HaBeir B'Azvar Te Yidhu, the Boshel of the Manan Dov and Dov, Yesh B'Shir Shalei Shneit, so he said, Rav Salvechim said, a Boshel, if in my Shir I have two Talmidim, Echad Eidu Meivin Achmila, one Talmid doesn't understand anything. Aval Ni Hoza, Ohevo, so I like him, so I'm Mechavit, to be voting him Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. The other one, he understands it better, but I don't like him. So I'm a Skavim Lobo Tzir. The Imshach Lobo Shal Zesh and Skadi Lobo Tzir. You want to say Mitzvah's Talmud Torah? Mamma Mashal of Hevi? The Vadi Shal. Hevi Zah. Hevi Zah. Torah Zah Shir. The Vadi Yal Tzir Zah Chol Zah Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. The Mersh Vah Shah is Kevad the Mitzvah's Lobo Tzir. Can you even just say Zah Chol Zah Mitzvah's Talmud Torah? I call calling the Hashavah of the Havad. Call Shemaya, maybe you'll see the end of the Shemaya. I'll create a Torah. I'll create a Torah. I'll create a Torah. This is Talmud Torah. Rabin, the end of the Torah, with Kabbalah Shakore, everyone's doing it themselves. You can listen to that one Talmud Torah. No, Purim is a different thing. Yeah, if the Balkari of Purim says that I have a Kavanah for everyone except for you, then you have to go to a different shul. So Purim, you go to a different shul.
So if it was an individual obligation, then the Balkari could exclude you.
What?
If it was an individual obligation, the Balkari could exclude you.
Yeah.
But if it's a communal obligation, you can't.
Well, more than that. Because the communal obligation is the Shemir. You can't just say it's a communal obligation. In other words, the communal obligation could have been the Kriya, but that would be a separate thing. But you think the communal obligation is a Shmiya, the Balkore is just being, the Balkore is just, the Balkore is just,
the
conduit for a
sin.
Yeah. So that's a similar to what we saw in the Bach.
Well, I just happened to hear that there are some things which the Baal Kore or the Baal Kore have to play a practical joke on me. And
what?
And exclude me personally just from the conversation. And then, like, tell me to do nothing. Oh, by the way, I have to apply.
Yeah.
That's
good work. Okay. Then he says, Shosholach Hadayin Harav Label Grosser, Stein Grosser from London. He sends Rav Soloveitchik a kutras that he wrote about a Keresh Habedaber Ve'ena Shomea. In other words, you have a person who can speak but can't hear, cannot hear. Can he read the Balkori? So he wrote, the Dain Grosnus wrote a whole piece on this. So Rav Soloveitchik looked at it and he said, it's certainly good, because this is based on what his father said. As long as he can read it, so then we can hear what he is saying. It doesn't matter that he can't hear. Don't be a parsha, you have Balkori Mekuyah Vedover. Even though the Balkori is not a Mekuyah Vedover because he can't hear, but he can read, so he can be the Balkori. So that's the, Akiva?
Why is it
Why what?
Because he can't personally hear, doesn't
it? No, because to be part of the tzibur, you have to be hearing. But to create the tzibur for Kriya Sattara, me, you have to have people listening to Kriya Sattara.
So
Dain Grosnus wrote the whole kutras about Madama Vena Shabea, so Rav Soloveitchik says, for sure that's good. He can be the Kriya Satorah. Because if he's a Madaber, now maybe... What?
What
if you weren't late? If you weren't late, then maybe...
Yeah,
you mean you need 10 people listening?
Right.
If you need your whole, you need 10 people listening. The question is, how many do you need listening? So,
if you need 10, then it would be a problem. If you don't need 10, then it wouldn't be.
Especially if you need 10.
Yeah.
No, you see, by shofar, either way, you have to be a Baki Yuma. That's the Beferish Mishnah. Kerem Shofar to the cotton is not Motsi Akeim. That's the question, why not? The answer is that either a Din of Shomei after all day hours, a Din of Shlichus, or whatever it is. Here. So not that you're Yotzi. No, you're not part of the Tzibur. You're not there. Tzibur means the people who are in shul.
Right, but so you're saying there's not a
Yotzi. Right, technically, yeah. But not that you were Yotzi, that you didn't have a Chiyuv. Not that you were Yotzi, you didn't have a Chiyuv. Yeah. Okay, you're the Chanan. Maybe it's not the best thing that we recommend.
If I never went to shul, then like,
you never read the shul, so then you're not part of the tzibur for that. It would be, okay, but obviously it's not a good thing. Yehuda?
Is the way that the Balkoric make Yosef like it's Shmiah, the Dov Kriya? Right. Like if he somehow, the whole discussion by Shofar.
If the person blows shofar has closed his ears. But the story is going back. But Pashas is, what you're saying is, that how does the Balkor be Yotze? Also through hearing. Right, going to that Tzor HaShoyim, right.
It's a no voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a famous Achlokes Rashi and Tosis about Shomei Ka'oda. Let's take a look at page 19. It's Brachas from Paul. The verse says, I'm by Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel.
It's Paul and Nicholas, the base of Knesset. The blood of Tzibush was Paul.
He came to Shul, and they were davening. Miyachol Chadish Modovar. But you already davened Mincha. And you came to Shul and davening Mincha. So she davened Mincha again. So he says, Miyachol Chadish Modovar, Yachol is Paul. Whereas if he could say a Chiddush, ask a new Bakasha. So even though you davened Mincha already, now you came to Shul and davening Mincha, so you could have have kavana for another bakasha, so then you can daven again. You love all yachsu is power. Then the Gemara on page 20 says something else. Amar fourth line. Amar Buna Nicholas was Knesset. Matzah Sibush and Pallet. Yovel Askel Rudmar and Shalom Yagir Shatz Ramodim is power. Was one of you behind? You come to Shul, they already started Shmot Esrei. So if you could finish your Shmot Esrei before the Shlech Tzibur gets to Modim, then you can do so. Imam Ali Palo, if you're laying on there, if you have a lot of skill in Gwar, so you get shots with Zusha. Because as long as you could get, then as long as you'll be able to take Kedusha also. So they're ahead of you, and you're going to start now a little behind, but you'll finish your Shmoneh Esrei, so you'll answer Kedusha, that's all that you can do. But if not, you shouldn't start Shmoneh Esrei, because you're going to miss Kedusha. So the question is asked, what's the big deal? How come you won't miss Kedusha? You mean if you'll miss Kedusha, you'll stop. Like, well, you'll listen to the Kedusha, Shemek Onus, so what's the problem? So, Tosu says, like this. If you look at the second arrow, says, Chosu Rashi B'Sukha, the other was followed someone because of Kadu Shekdusha, and you could not take the body, you know, the people. In other words, if a person is in the middle of Shemot Esrei, and the Chosu gets up to Kadu Shekdusha, so he can't answer, but he could be quiet, and he'll be Yotze for Shomei Kona. That's Rashi. The Tosa says, "Riha you all, we first word will tell you." The other of them, he shall make the order, have a hapsaka, you shall see. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Riha say no. That if it's, if you say shall make the order, then it'll be a hefsek. So if I can, you shouldn't be shall make the order in the middle of Shoresh. So what's the machlokes? So some say, we just said, Snipe says that the machlokes is whether you say Shemekah Onus Ilu, you said it, so then it would be a hefsek in Shoresh, right? Or you say, no, it's just be Yotze, it's not the Ilu, he said. Rav Shemekah says that Rav Salve, that's how Snipe says Rav Shemekah went down, but Rav Shemekah says Rav Salve, he didn't like that. He thought that maybe the shita that says that, you, that it's a hefsek is because, not because it's you saying it, because if you do something else in the middle of the Shemoneh, you shouldn't be doing those things in the middle of the Shemoneh. Not just the you saying it, even if it's not the you saying it, even if it's not the Yotze. Still, you're not supposed to be Yotze on the business in the middle of the Shemoneh. But the Maisa, our meaning is that if a person is behind, he stops in the middle of the Shemoneh.
There's a tshuva here in the Lev Avram, Rabbi Avram Weinfeld. He discusses whether you stop to listen to Kriya HaTorah in the middle of Shemot Esrei. So you're holding Kriya HaTorah in Shemot Esrei, and they're holding by Kriya HaTorah. Okay, but he's asking, what about the Etzem Kriya? Do you have to stop at the Etzem Kriya? So he has a lot of different possibilities here. He says, Rashi says you stop the Kaddish and Kedusha. So the question is it, aren't you also a mitzvah? You're also in Shemot Esrei, so why should you have to do this mitzvah? Why should you have to stop according to Rashi? Posing the mitzvah positive than a mitzvah. So he says, maybe because it's actually kachneim, that if you could do the mitzvah, both mitzvahs, so then why not try to do both mitzvahs? But then he says on page 25, O the Lodum is that he named Niran Das Harbe Mishonim, the mitzvah Kriya Satorah, Eda mitzvah Chiyu, Mishal Kol Echa Be'echa, Shmo Kriya Satorah. Eger mitzvah Chal on Atziva, to improve the Torah is not improved, Mishal Echa Be'echa, Chal on Echa. So Mela, he says, it's not a chov on you. It's a chov on the tzibur. So then maybe you don't have to stop. Continue with Shemot Esrei. So there are other people there that are is Kedusha Chobos HaYachid, or just they said Pashas is only Chobos HaTzibur, so why do we stop with Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Shemot Esrei, not the Kriya Satara? He says at the end of page 26, V'hinei, after the time of V'hinei, after he started that there is Rufo Shein, that it's okay if you are Chol Yachid, Chobos HaYachid, Chobos HaYachid, but he Kaddish and Kedusha with Kiv Shemot Esrei, Kriya Satara. Kaddish and Kedusha, Am Shalom Eskaya, Lom Ol Ubeit HaKnesses, If a mother in Kvashi Shomei, you can help him Gomer Lanos. So you don't have to go to shul, but if you're in shul already, you have to answer Kedusha. But Kriya Satorah, even if you're in shul, if there's 10 people that are listening, according to some poskim, then you don't have a chiyuv. We have to speak about this more, but I mean, you should still practically listen. But he says that it's the real Chobos HaTzibur, technically, even if you're in shul, I mean, even though I'm not recommending you do this, but
he says you shouldn't stop if you're in the Torah.
should stop through that to be Kriyas HaTorah.
There's no difference between the Sarayah Kriyas HaTorah versus Kriyas HaTorah.
The aim of Hafsik Vishnika. That's his opinion. That's his opinion. What can I tell you? Okay, I think we've finished this packet now. So, Bez Hashem, next week we'll start a new packet on these topics as well.